Ready to amp up your happiness? Welcome to Joy Break, your source for joyful content and practical life strategies. And now, here's your host, Catherine Walker.
My friend on Facebook shared a scene while she was at a community pool. A beautiful mom and her young daughter entered the pool area wearing matching red swimsuits. As if that wasn't the cutest thing ever. Hair up, sun hats on. She was the picture of a mom having it all together. The mother laid out a brightly colored towel, spread pool toys around, got out the sunscreen, and then she and the daughter took a few selfies. It looked like a photo shoot from a celebrity magazine. My friend imagined the hashtags. Hashtag mommy and mini me. Hashtag pool time with my girl. Hashtag chillaxing poolside. The daughter then asked to go in the pool. Not yet, said the mom. First stand on the top step. And more pictures were taken. Once the daughter was allowed in the water, she asked the mother to come in with her. But the mom called a friend and talked on the phone instead. About 15 minutes later, the mother shouted that it's time to leave and gathered up the towel, the pool toys, and the unused sunscreen. The two left in a flurry. And my friend who had witnessed this said, imagine all the moms at home with grubby t-shirts and messy hair who were tired from playing on the floor with their kids. And these great moms will see this other mother-daughter photo on Instagram or Facebook and feel inferior, feel less than, feel I can't keep up, or what's wrong with me. Hashtag Moxie Mama. Okay, time for a joy break. This one is titled Parenting with a Wedgie. I follow these two middle-aged best friends that go live on Facebook and YouTube, and they talk about everyday funny mom things, like the hot dad in the school carpool line, or how they don't want to volunteer. They are flat out hysterical and oh so real. Their moniker is I Mom So Hard. You have to check them out. In particular, go try to find their bit called I Swimsuit So Hard, where the two moms actually try on bathing suits on camera. Ones with crazy cut lines and unflattering angles. But my favorite part is when one of them tries to parent while wearing a suit showing too much cheeks. She says, "You kids get out of that water right now." And then she laments, "You just can't discipline your kids in something like this." Hashtag Moxie Mama. Okay, break's over. I once read, some days I'm not good at parenting, but to be fair, my child isn't good at childing. We all have off days. And often we scroll through our social media feed on these days and we feel 100% worse. Because we are comparing our down moment to someone else's highlight reel. Those aren't accurate pictures on either side. Images are tweaked. Dances are choreographed. Misleading statements are made. A lot of what we see on Facebook isn't the total story. We know this about Facebook, but we forget over and over again. I'm guilty of this myself. I see others and think, oh my gosh, she's firing on all pistons. I wish I could get my act together. Social media posts are just a reflection of a sliver of life. One spoke on the wheel. Whether that's health or financial success or style or relationship goals, we can see a story and feel deflated by everyone else having a glorious existence and leaving us with nothing. And all this good stuff can be a false representation because life is hard. It's messy. Mothering has days you scream and yell and you aren't your best self. Stress is real and it's manifesting in every household. Depression and anxiety shows up under too many rooftops. But we see the shiny moments of another woman's life and we discount their trials, the lesser moments that aren't so share-worthy, the fights with her husband, the grief over losing her mom, the boss from hell. I think people are trying their darndest. They're looking to represent their family and themselves well, a polished Sunday best version of themselves. And that's totally fair. We would like to put our best foot forward most days too. We want to post the good stuff. And we want to see the good stuff from others. We don't really want to hear about the boring morning cereal bowl shot, or the mundane car repairs, the scraped knees, the money woes. We complain if someone is a negative Nelly. So remember, it's what we want too, to share in the happy of other people's life. It's why we got on Facebook in the first place. We can boost our joy when we remember those on social media have their own crap too, just like us. They just aren't parading it around. So take everything with a grain of salt. They get wedgies too. My challenge for you is smile for another's shiny time. Every time you get on Facebook or Instagram, leave 5 encouraging comments on someone else's posts. If you can't or don't want to be nice to them, unfriend or unfollow them. You don't sound like friends anyway. #MoxieMama. Most moms don't have Kardashian for a last name.
Like what you heard today? Grab a copy of Catherine's book or ebook, Boosting Your Joy, on Amazon. If you'd like for Catherine to come speak at your next group or company event, contact her directly at boostingyourjoy.com. That's boostingyourjoy.com.